This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Here's a question. Chiefs got their ass kicked last night by the Philadelphia Eagles. What did you learn? We'll start with Vinny and C. Pleasant.
Right up,
what
Vinny.
Up, Vinny?
What's going on, my guys? How y'all feeling today?
How are you, bud?
I guess the whole world learned that Patrick Mahomes can't do it by himself, man. Listen, when you got a defensive line who's as stout as Philadelphia's, and, you know, they've been putting in hard work all year, and you don't have an offensive line that can control that, man, it's going to be hectic. And they went out there, they did their thing, Sweat, Williams, Carter. You know, they put the pressure on, and Patrick couldn't pretty much do anything. He was real flustered. I think that if they get a more formidable offensive line, they'll be a little better. But in the same sense, the Eagles were on point with everything from start to finish. Jalen Hurts looked real masterful out there. But in the same sense, kudos. My hat goes off to them. Next year, though, it won't be like this. We're going to take them down both times, and we're going to be in that Super Bowl raising that trophy. Love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great day.
All right, bro. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's check in with Dre and Alexandria.
What up, Dre?
Hey, how you doing? B-Mansion, B-Philly, in the landfill, and the boys in the aquarium, including, what's his name, Jeff? Yeah. Hey, B, you played ball, and so did I. When I was in college, man, our coach had, he had a personal P, a pet P. He didn't like offensive linemen to have arms like Aretha Franklin.
He wanted you
to have a muscle tone, do push-ups or something. He said, don't come back next year after getting your butt whooped like Philadelphia did to our offensive line and Kansas City offensive line. Y'all better come in here with arms not looking like my auntie's. Y'all better lift weights, do push-ups. You got to do at least 100 push-ups. And that makes sense to me. I see offensive linemen. How you going to brought Carter in the modern defensive lineman, and they can lift the whole gym? And if B. Mitch was an offensive lineman, he's not coming this season next year with female-looking arms. He's going to come in there looking like a professional football player. I don't see, if you're a competitor, how can you come in there looking like that? It don't make sense to me. That bothers me a lot. Or maybe I'm just crazy or something.
No, you know, I'm trying to feel mine now. I feel like some definition in my triceps. They're not flabbing.
My triceps aren't flabbing, but they're not as defined as they want.
No, I know what you're saying about how it looks sometimes. But I've seen some dudes that didn't have much definition that was strong as hell, though. I ain't gonna lie.
You know who might have the best arms for a retired football player? I don't know how old he is.
Who?
Ricky Irvin's, dude.
Oh, Rick lifts all the time.
I mean,
he's a personal trainer.
Ricky got good arms.
Yeah.
Damn. Pause, Jeff.
You checking him out like that?
Nah, yeah. I'm just saying.
Ricky's
all right.
Rick, watch out when JP's around.
Just cut it out. I'm catching heat from our guy in Dallas, Nui Scruggs.
Why?
Because Landfill posted a tweet And it says, which Eagle getting a ring upsets you the most? Nick Sirianni, Jahan Dotson, or Big Dom? All I did was retweet it. And Nui says, I'm out here acting like Silky Johnson, who was Dave Chappelle's character in the Player Haters Ball. If I have to answer that, and I'm trying to be more understanding of Nick Sirianni as an emotional person.
Uh-huh.
I like, Dom has been nice to me, man.
Dom is cool.
I'm cool with Dom.
Dom, my guy.
Dotson, yo, like, he didn't leave in free agency and curse out the team. He got traded. I'm not mad at Jahan. Jahan, I don't know what went wrong here, but clearly he was able to find a role in Philly. Maybe he's in a better spot when he is further down the list of options than number two.
Probably so.
I'm not mad at Jahan. The guy that upsets me the most getting a ring is Sirianni, but I'm trying to move forward.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who upsets you the most?
None of them. I mean, none of them do. I mean, Sirianni, he's a tool, but, you know, I'm cool with that. Dotson, I really don't care. Like, when you go to another team, all right, and Dom, man, I had valet parking and everything when I went there. I'm not worried about that. He takes care of me.
And Dotson was traded. Yeah. It's not like he left.
I mean, but we know how people are, though. You get traded, they still blame you.
Q-ball.
I lived it before, dog.
Q Ball is in D.C.
What up, Q?
Q, who are you most upset they got the ring?
Well, of course, I'm upset that the Eagles got it, and I'm not going to be remorseful about it. But I got a quick question for you guys as far as the defensive front that the Eagles put up yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a throwback moment. Big Daddy Dan Williamson, if that is correct last name.
Wilkinson.
Yeah. And Dana Stubblefield, when they were here. Do you guys remember that, of course?
Oh, yes.
Now, you take those two gigantic guys, and they kind of reminded me of the modern-day Deron Payne and Jonathan, to me, Allen.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't push the pocket enough for me back then, and the group this year obviously didn't push it enough for me now. My comparison is only to say, now you got a Jalen Carter who's a one-time monster. We need a dog like that on that front line. I don't think we have it. I don't know if we will get it via free agency or what so have you. But, JP, I know you can kind of relate to what I'm trying to say here. We need a dog. Jalen Carter is a dog. Doc Walker says stuff like this all the time. We need an animal. I'm not discounting Deron or Jonathan at any point, but they're not next level like what we just witnessed last night, to me. I'd like your response.
Listen, man, I can tell you something I say all the time, and this is, and I understand what you're saying because I always discuss disengaging and getting up the field. You can stand in front of somebody and do the waltz all you want. That doesn't get you to a quarterback. What those guys did last night, if they didn't hit, extend, and get rid of, they pushed him all the way back to the quarterback's lap. And I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, I watch the offensive line, defensive line more than I do anything in the football game. And what they did, I haven't seen for a while. So, yes, we need that. I left that game last night saying we got to improve our transmission and our engine, as I always call the O-line and D-line. And I still feel that way.
Thanks for the call, Q-Ball. Appreciate you, bud.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask Jeff a question first. Jeff, what kind of caller am I getting from Vinny in Philly?
He is a Commanders fan.
Okay.
In Green Territory.
Okay. Vinny, how you holding up there?
What, you were worried a little bit, Jay?
I wasn't worried. I wanted to mentally prepare.
Yeah, JP, don't worry. We're all right.
All right, thanks.
My wife's family, they're all from here. They're all Eagles fans, so they're pretty happy. All my friends are Eagles fans, so. But look. I think when it comes down to it, I think we're in a good spot. I think, but I was just something that really I was doing those graphics leading up to the game, and I think something that really stuck out to me, and it's something that Adam Peters said when he got hired, and he said we're going to build through the draft and supplement through free agency. And when you look at these two teams, the way their offenses were built, and that's how even their defenses, that's how the teams were built. So I think that when we think as fans, like, oh, they're going to go out and spend all this money and get all these players, I mean, the championship teams aren't built like that. So I don't know why we think that he's going to build like that. I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed when we see that, you know, a lot of the – is I don't think there's going to be a crazy amount of money spent. I really don't. I think he's going to try to build through the draft, and I could see maybe, you know, trade here and there. But, yeah, I mean, this area up here is crazy right now. They burn their city down every time they win. Doesn't make sense to me. But maybe B. Mitchell understand because he was up here too.
I don't understand. I have been trying to have a psychiatrist come on radio since I started doing radio. Why do people tear stuff up and burn stuff up when they're happy? I don't get it. That has to be a little glitch in their mindset.
In the Matrix.
I know.
But you know, I agree with you. I don't think they're gonna spend a ton of money. I think they're gonna spend some, they're gonna build things, but keep something in the stash so they can be able to do some stuff later on too.
Yeah.
You know, but
And I also don't like I mean they already traded a bunch of picks for Lattimore. I don't think that they're gonna trade a bunch of picks. I really just don't see it because he said he wants to build through the draft, so I don't know why everyone thinks that we're going to be like crazy trading for everyone. Like, I mean, there's Kupp's going to be out, Cooper Kupp's available, Debo's available, Myles Garrett. I think maybe we could get one of them, but I don't think that it's not realistic to think that he's going to trade all these picks.
Yo,
when he said he wants to build through the draft.
Vinny, let me ask you this. Living up there, dealing with this as a Burgundy and Gold fan, who are you least happy they got a Super Bowl ring?
Sirianni. I cannot stand that guy. I don't know what it is about him. I think he has the most punchable face in all of sports. Can't stand him. Jahan, look, I went to Penn State. So Jahan, I'm a little bit soft for him. I like my Penn State guys. So, you know, Saquon and Jahan, I'm happy for him. Sirianni, cannot stand him. Big Dom, I don't understand that whole thing. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me either. But Sirianni, definitely don't. I can't stand that guy. What about you? Do you agree? Like, I mean, I don't know. I think
I do.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be cool though. I'm trying to move forward. Thank you, Vinny. I appreciate you.
But I'll say it for Vinny. People weren't happy last year when they hired Quinn, and look what he did. So if fans aren't happy, don't be upset. That's what fans do. Fans are always expecting the most or the least. You got to remember about the people that they hired and in the building. Adam Peters knows what he wants to do, and he'll do it.
Agree with that. Lanville, who are you least happy they got a ring?
Big Dom. Yeah, I'm tired of all of the Big Dom stuff.
Why are you hating on Dom? What'd he do to you?
I see too much of him on TV.
He's right next to the coach. He's going to be seen.
I think they should put him in the booth.
Why? If you're security for the coach, why be in the booth?
So I don't got to see him on TV.
You sleep half the time. You don't watch enough TV for them to make that move.
And then number two is Sirianni, because I don't like him either. He's a tool.
But you're cool with Jahan.
Yeah.
Ish.
I mean, he had a good year here, and then a not-so-good year here, and then he got traded.
I'm with you.
Got a third-round pick for him.
Kind of got Lattimore for him.
I know.
Kind of. You mostly got Lattimore for him. And Lattimore didn't give you much this year, but that you gotta think a little long term there. Jeffrey, who are you most mad at? Or least mad at?
The least mad at? I'm least mad at Jahan. That I wanted it to work for Jahan here. Like, you know, I was a fan of him.
He was a really good rookie season.
The guy who I'm really mad at though, he's not on the list. Quinyon Mitchell and I'm gonna add CJ Gardner Johnson. One, I didn't like how Quinyon did the Scary Terry celebration. That really made me say, okay, we coming back to whoop their butts next year. And then CJ talking trash to JD, talking about some, yeah, you good, but go watch that bleep from the beach. Nah, I was mad. I really was hoping that Pat got off on them and embarrassed their secondary. But they ended up embarrassing the Chiefs.
I gotta ask something. Like, at what point can we stop keeping track of who's doing whose celebration? Because, dude.
Man, I don't care. Like, everybody doing.
Somebody did LeBron's move last night.
No.
I don't care.
JP, it's
maybe
different.
I'm not the right target.
It's like, think about this. What if your rival, whoever your rival radio, say you had a rival radio personality, and he opened up the show. What up, everybody? just to take a shot at you. You're going to be like, hey, yo, hold up. But you got to think, that's more of a fan thing, you know? Because yeah. It's like, we see the celebration, but it's like, you know how they say, for instance, how y'all can pick on me, but y'all don't let nobody else pick on me, right? We all got that fan.
Oh, we let everybody pick on you.
That's what it's like with the command. Look, we could talk, hey, yo, Terry, you got Mars. You can say that. We can say that. But you's doing our celebration? Nah, bruh. It don't go down like that.
Agreed. Although, when we were down in New Orleans, show me what Terry's celebration is. Like ripping the mask off?
Yeah, the ripping the mask off. But did you see what they did? When he caught that fluke interception at the end of the game, he got up, he pulled Terry's mask down, and started chasing after the defenders like that.
All right, so that is specifically trying to mess with Terry.
Yeah.
Like that I get. But at some point, some of these celebrations are so ubiquitous that it's hard to assign their origin to one person. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's beef for
Terry
that.
Terry did it 15 it's beef times this year.
Yeah.
It was his celebration.
I get that. Danny is on the line. Danny, who are you most mad at?
I don't like Philadelphia. I never will. I'm happy for players. I'm always happy for players regardless. They don't get to choose where they go in most cases. They just do their best. So I'm happy for all those guys. I really don't like Sirianni. I don't like Kellen Moore. I don't like Dom. Just like Lanzo, I hate Dom. But the question I had for you guys was, I think last night was one of those events that we see that triggers copycat league. Because nothing away from Jalen Hurts. I think he's fantastic, but he's not an elite passing quarterback. He's a very good passing quarterback, but he historically put him up against Mahomes, Manning, Brady, these Super Bowl winners. I think the league is going to say, hey, look, let's have creative running. Let's have a defense that gives us the most opportunities and forces the other team to punt as quickly as possible, and we can win Super Bowls. I think last night was the exact situation where we see, okay, this is a triggering event. Let's not worry about the quarterback. Let's just get a good team.
Nah, that's not true.
Okay.
Did you not see Jalen Hurts just a few years ago?
No. He has gotten so much better year over year. Agreed.
Yeah.
And he's a top five quarterback in the league. But I'm from an elite passing perspective, they are able to create so many plays through creative running. And that's where they win. That's where they burn time. That's where they control the clock. And that's also because they're doing that. Because they're doing that, the other team has no chance to score. We saw that last night. The Chiefs never got a spark because they just didn't have the ball. And because of those creative run schemes, because of that finesse and power running, and because they can just hurt you so many ways behind the line of scrimmage from an offensive perspective, I think teams are going to say, hey, I don't care about putting the ball up in the air for 350 and 400 yards. Let's move the ball as quickly as possible and also give us the best field percentage or the best field position from a defensive perspective. Right?
I understand your mindset, but I think what the Eagles did was went with their strength. Their strength was to run the football all year.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they did not run the football well. But their quarterback completed 77% of his passes,
and
you got into
dominated.
A zone. The defense was dominant, and your quarterback ran for 72 yards. So
I take nothing away
but
from
every,
his arm.
Every team does not have that quarterback that can run like that.
Yeah, agreed. I think
Danny,
just
we got a bust, buddy. Thank you.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, you're good. Bye. I appreciate it. We're going to keep these phone lines open, 800-636-1067. At some point, Jeff's also going to preview the upcoming Hockey World Cup. I'm not even sure what it's called. I know they're dumb enough not to have anybody from the Caps playing in it, and I will watch 0 minutes of it. It's a good debate, though. As Commanders fans, by and large, who are you most upset won that game yesterday? Also, I got a text from Rev T. Apparently, he's listening to the program. Perhaps he'll call in. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Heavy Metal Chris in the building. A lot of people want to talk Super Bowl. Let's start with Mike at Gaithersburg. Mike, what were you most upset by the Eagles winning the Super Bowl?
Kellen Moore, sir, because he's a fraud. He's just doing what the NFC East and everything else used to do. You know, that's why they need to call Joe Gibbs back, because he was the offensive coordinator for Don Coryell, Eric Coryell. And he knew how to run the offenses and everything else, sir. That's why Kellen Moore is a fraud. He just did something that's just traditional football.
All right, Kellen Moore is a fraud. I don't know that I agree. I'm not a big Kellen Moore guy either. I think, to me, the MVP, the non-player division, like the dudes on the field are the ones that won the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the non-player division, the dude I'm most impressed by in Philly is Roseman. And it ain't close. I think the team he has put together, the amount of talent, 1-53 on that roster is outrageous. I don't want to take away from what any of the coaches are doing, but I think the talent on the field is so damn good. Still got to be coached, put in positions, mm-hmm. but I look at Howie above all else, man. Good luck in New Orleans to Kellen Moore.
Can I say one other thing, sir?
Fire away, dude.
You know, here's an important stat. Did you know both Super Bowls that Eli Manning had, their defense was ranked 32nd in points and yards allowed? But they just made key plays and everything else and just made the point. So defense is necessary, but at the same time, when you have a gifted quarterback who believes they're enough to just break any defense. So also keep that in mind, sir.
All right, we keep it in mind. All right,
thanks for the call, dude.
All right, sir.
I don't know, man. Justin Tuckton played rather good against Tom Brady in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't understand some of the – what was the Gibbs thing?
You say Gibbs bring Coach Gibbs back, he was good, but Coach Gibbs is beyond that now.
Well, Gibbs was Coryell's offensive coordinator was?
Yeah, he was back in the day.
I know. I don't know. I wasn't sure what that had to do with anything. I'd also point out the first Eli Super Bowl – that the Giants won, they had the 7th-ranked defense in the NFL. They did get hot late, to his point, but
yeah, but still, whether the defense got hot late, where they were ranked,
in that Super Bowl, that defense was awesome.
Totally. Andre's in Manassas. What up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up,
I'm excited for the mayor of Philadelphia. Maybe she has a chance to spell Eagles again correctly during the parade.
That could be an electric moment at the parade if she messes it up again.
I'm also, what's the word, sad for the coach who benched Hurts when they were playing the Skins during the COVID. And, you know, we were losing the game, and, you know, he benched Hurts, put in the other quarterback that couldn't play. We won the game. And
Sudfeld.
To me, and this could be revisionist history, but to me that's kind of, I don't want to say set everything off for the Eagles, but it put him in a position where they can get some picks. You know, the Eagles are in a unique situation, and last time I called the show, you guys booed me off, and, you know, I was being a bit sarcastic, but what I was trying to say is the Eagles, they went to the Super Bowl, they lost, but the two subsequent years, they had, you know, two first-round top 10 draft picks. One of them, they had two first-round picks the following year and another first-round pick, and they were all, like, in the top 10. And, you know, they took great advantage of that. And, you know, I look at the Commanders now, you know, with the situation where we're in, and they're picking, like, you know, 32. It's going to be hard to build in the draft, I think. You can do it, but the point I was trying to say, look at organizations like Buffalo and, you know, Baltimore. They're very successful. They're doing it through the draft, but, you know, it's hard for them to overcome. So I'm very excited to see what they're going to do this offseason, the Commanders, if they're going to build through the draft or if they're going to make, you know, trade to get your boy out of Cleveland. But, you're looking down, you know, looking up at 95 and Pittsburgh. Yeah, you guys said all day they're going to be dominant for the next 3-4 years, and it's going to be exciting to see some NFC East football again moving forward.
Thank you, brother.
Hi, man.
Nothing in pro football ever goes exactly as it's supposed to, man. Nope. That much I know. But if you want to talk about really killing it in the draft, the last subpar draft, I would say, for the Eagles. 2019 was a bit of a dud. Dillard was their first rounder. Didn't give him a whole lot. 2020 wasn't the best draft, but they got a fella by the name of Jalen Hurts in the second round, which mm-hmm. will make a lot of things better for you. All right, but listen to the last three, I guess. 21, they go Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, Milton Williams, Gainwell's in that draft. Tuia Peluto is in that draft. They got a lot of play out of a lot of guys.
Three definitely good play out of that.
I mean, they got three starters.
Yeah.
22, they take Jordan Davis, 13, Cam Jurgens, 51, N'Kobe Dean, 83.
Okay.
And the tight end, the backup tight end, Calcaterra, took him at 198.
All right.
When you talk about filling out a roster, this is how you do it. 23, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Tyler Steen, Ringo, the corner, Sidney Brown, who has become like a special teamer for them. I mean, just loaded. You go Carter Smith in your first two. And, dude, remember, Jalen Carter was slipping. People weren't sure what to do. Mm-hmm. Nolan Smith has been really violent for them. He's a little bit of a tweener. But this past draft, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalix Hunt, who made a big play yesterday, Trotter Jr., who hasn't really played a lot, but you wonder what his role is going to be. Any sense of frustration last night watching DeJean with that pick six, knowing that Washington traded out of that slot?
No.
I really like Sam Still and the picks they got.
Sam Still has been unbelievable this year. Once a guy get drafted, I'm not one to go back and look at that stuff. But what I want the caller to understand, they got Zach Bond, okay? I don't think nobody was jumping off the, going crazy because the Eagles got him. But he was probably as good as anybody on their defense this year.
I think he was the best.
So my thing is, it's not the fact of just going and spend money. Spend money wisely. Identify somebody that can work in your system. Their off defense coordinator realized this kid could play in my system. And the dude is playing his ass off. So you don't have to go out there and break the bank to find somebody good, and that's where you got to be smart at. So we have been accustomed to signing people that are duds coming in free agency. Last year, the free agents worked. I expect them to work again this year. So don't think you got to just go spend money to compete.
I couldn't agree more, man. Let's go to Reese in St. Mary's. What up, Reese?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How are you, bud?
I'm going a little different route, but one thing I'm happy for that Jaden Daniels understand that when they kept asking him why is Eagles so good, he said because they damn talented. And why I say that is because he know he can't win by himself, and we don't have enough talent. We had enough to have fun this year, but if you want to have that talent, go get yourself a Myles Garrett, and you go get yourself a number one officer. I don't care whether it's tackle, guard. Get two main players, and then you build around that. You don't got to break the bank, but go get a Myles Garrett so you solidify the defense, get help. Go get a dominant offensive line and get help. And then we're going to become just like the Eagles, and we can build. But you got to go get them two players. You got to get a dominant offensive lineman and a dominant defensive lineman, and that's old school. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
All right. We're all talking about building up the trenches, watching that.
Yeah, I can't disagree with him at all.
Does that make you want to get Myles Garrett more?
Yeah, because Myles Garrett can make a quarterback uncomfortable a whole game. And then they go try and double team him, and he can beat a double team. And then you got another guy going one-on-one, or the other guy left open, then that means it can give a quarterback pure hell. So you need somebody that you know, no matter what down it is, what play, what part of the game, that guy can win. And he's that type of guy.
Dog. Speaking of dogs, Commander Tequila's on the line. Hello, Commander. How you been?
Little Chihuahua.
Pretty good. How you doing? Been doing.
We're good.
I'm doing great.
What's up?
Well, I'm happy and I'm sad, eh? But I'm happy that, yeah, the Eagles can't spell their name, you know, even if you're a great fan of them. You know, even like TV yesterday, you know, with Fox, you know. You know, a fan out couldn't spell his name, he could spell his life. That's one. The mayor can't do that either as well. That makes me happy. But I thought the security guard for the coach can't be out there in the field. No, I thought he could be out in the thing, but I think it was suspended.
I think he's over that now. I think that little suspension is over with.
What are we talking about, Big Dom?
Oh, is it? All right.
They gave him a different title so that they worked their way around that.
Different title. It's the same person.
Amen. Same person, different title.
Like I mean, Commander, it's hard for you to get upset about the same person, different title when you are known as Commander Tequila and Comandante Tequila.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which rank is higher.
It's the same thing, but in English and Spanish.
Same person, different titles. Thank you, sir. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, my money is green.
Terrific.
Whoa.
I love the Commander.
5 o'clock somewhere.
I love the Commander. I feel like I understand about 30% of what we're talking about. Does that sound about right?
It's kind of like you in a sense. I'm not lying. Am I right? Listen to me, y'all. He changes topics. 5 topics in a minute and a half. You might change 4 in a minute and a half.
It's like, I almost said something that I will say privately later.
Yeah, say it privately. No, you will forget it. You will not tell us.
I might.
You already forgot it.
No, I know roughly what it was. It was anyway. that made me laugh. I think.
Oh boy.
There's a lot to learn from this. You know, I don't think I told you this, that I got to talk to Dion and Shador.
I think you did.
At NFL Honors.
Yeah.
They were odd.
Yeah.
Odd. Just because as we get closer to the draft, I think best chance Washington takes an O-lineman at 29, takes a D-lineman at 29. So that's hyper-specific because you could draft the whole board, right? O-line, D-line, or does not have the 29th pick.
I think does not have it.
I do
too. They're going to manipulate the hell out of that and get some extra picks out of it.
Or a player.
Yeah.
I
get player and picks.
Well, if it's Garrett.
If it's Garrett, nah. I'm just saying, like, you know, we figure out some stuff.
What do you think about Debo?
Debo Samuel?
Yeah. He's allowed to talk trades.
I like Debo, but I don't think that's the guy you need to go at.
I think
Debo's hurt a lot, too.
Yeah. What made Debo so great is that they drafted him, and eventually he hit, right? Like, he had the one great season. How many 1,000-yard seasons do you think Debo Samuel has?
As far as receiving?
Yeah.
Probably about one or two.
One receiving.
Because what the thing about
and
Debo—
of just yards from scrimmage, he only has two over 1,000.
Wow.
He's missed a lot of time in his career.
So that scares me there.
Jeff,
he plays very physical, not to have that body size to be able to be that physical.
Totally. Jeff's Hockey World Cup preview when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. March is almost here, and college basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers can on FanDuel can get $150 in bonus bets when you win your first $5 bet. That's 150 extra bucks to bet on everything from conference clashes to tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. I know JP don't like to hear this, but will Duke be the favorite? You'll bet on that? See if they're going to win it. Maryland, will they be a team to go out there and knock off a lot of people? If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/Brian and get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel is supposed to be the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
106.7 The Fan. Do you think Bradley Cooper's this big of an Eagles fan, or is it just like a great way to stay hyper-relevant? I always kind of wonder that. But what I wonder about now, I don't know when it starts. I don't know what countries are playing. I don't know a damn thing about it. But I know there's no Caps hockey for 2 weeks because of the NHL World Cup.
Yep.
We got the I-team, our investigative reporter, Jeff Walker, on the case. Jeffrey, get us up to speed.
Okay, so the four nations that will be facing off, we have Canada, Sweden, the United States, and what's the other one? I just had it.
Hold on. You've had an hour to prepare your Hockey World Cup preview, and you don't know the teams involved?
He got 3 out of 4.
Oh, Finland, my bad.
And JP Finland.
I was about to say, I had an hour to prepare, but I also had other work that had to get done first.
All right. I mean, you didn't get the four teams.
It's a tough start. It's a, 5-day series. I'm rooting for the U.S. to win. There are no Washington Capitals in this tournament. Quite frankly, there are no names that I could look at and be like,
run through the roster. Let's see if any of us have heard of any of them.
Okay, who you want? The Canadians, Americans?
Canadians.
Okay, so
I was gonna say Americans. All right, Canadians. So here we go.
Okay,
Connor McDavid.
I don't see him. Oh yes, I do see him.
I heard of him.
I haven't. Sam Bennett,
good.
Anthony Cirelli, Sidney Crosby. I have heard of
him. Yep.
Brandon Hagel, Seth Jarvis, Travis Konecny, Brad Marchand. I don't know.
You've heard of him.
I've heard of Brad Marchand.
Heard of Marshawn.
Oh,
he's a creep.
Okay.
Give us the American team.
All right, United States. Matt Baldy, Cal Connor, Jack Eichel.
Yeah.
Jake Gwetzel, Jack Hughes, Chris Kreider, Dylan Larkin.
Why is it Tom Wilson or John Carlson? Where the hell's John Carlson?
I don't even know who John Carlson is.
Carlson plays for the Caps.
I told you it was no Caps on the team.
I know. I'm saying, like, why isn't he on the team? I
think maybe they chose not to be.
Maybe.
Maybe they just trying to stay healthy.
Like Jaden opting out of the Pro Bowl?
Okay.
What is the name of this hockey tournament?
It's the Four Nations Hockey Tournament.
All right, so
Four Nations Face Off.
All right, so it's Canada, the U.S., Sweden, and Finland?
Yes.
What kind of janky ass thing doesn't have Russia? I get that there's like politics, but Russia's nasty at hockey.
Yeah, I don't.
Right?
Honestly, this is my first time hearing of this tournament.
Norway? Like, it seems like these four teams are like, we're doing this and bleep the rest of you.
I thought that was it. I think they probably went through some stuff, and those were the four that ended up wanting to do it.
Who do you predict wins it all, Jeff?
Canada. I'm going for the U.S. That's it.
Me too.
American pride. That's who I think is going to win this
game. I'm with Lansford, Canada.
I'm with Jeff. J-Dog's forever.
Yo.
God bless America.
Canadians taking two international losses. They already took one last night.
That's true. American beat the hell out of a Canadian last night on live television.
It was the halftime
in front
show,
of the world. In front of the whole world. Sneaky Sweden, though. I'm rooting for Sweden. You know how Jeff always has a second favorite team? Sweden will be my number two squad.
So who is your second favorite team, JB? J-Dog's forever.
Sweden.
No, I'm talking about football.
In football.
Come on, go on and let us know. You cheer for Baltimore, too?
No.
You're always cheering for the baseball team up there. I'm just trying to say.
Bama?
No. Pro.
I'll be trying to
weasel your little way out of when
we Mock's taking the Wizards tonight. White Brian doesn't exist anymore, but if he did and he's keeping track of the bets, I'm taking the Wizards.
He got an L tonight. We know that.
Yeah, White Brian, if you're not here, that's an L, dog.
Yeah,
L.
You gotta work from home. Hell.
L.
If we can't work from home, you can't work from home.
Yeah.
Hell with that.
Who you got, B?
I forgot we were going to be still betting.
Well, I did a very poor job of getting to it on time. Yeah. I was just so mesmerized by Jeff's
hockey. You just did what you always do. You good. Don't worry about that.
Jeff's hockey preview had me hooked.
That's funny.
What do you like tonight, Jeffrey? Sweden?
No. I'm unfortunately was going to go with the Spurs.
Fine. Give me the Wiz, baby. Wiz and the points, obviously.
Yeah, points for the Spurs.
Yeah. All right, yeah, because that line is probably minus 350 or something. All right, Landini, what do you like?
Spurs.
Haters.
Give me the Jazz.
Are they playing the Lakers?
Jazz playing the Lakers plus 12 and a half. And then you can give me the Milwaukee Bucks plus 6.5 against the Warriors.
So wild card Scotty's telling me he wants the Steelers to be my second favorite team. I said no. And my boy Jamie from the Caps Ice Crew says, we actually learned one thing about this Four Nations faceoff.
Yeah.
It's replacing the NHL All-Star game. So they're not having an All-Star game. They're having this thing instead.
Why they won't have an All-Star game?
I don't have that answer. I'm just saying we got some actual information about.
Damn, good job, Jeff.
Jeff's hockey preview. Danny Frank says Russia is temporarily banned from international hockey. So now we're actually getting somewhere. We got
to
go.
Next time, let's just go to the what's it called?
I'll just text some people.
The phone line, yeah.
Thank you to Bob Fesco, and thank you to Derek Gunn for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called. Tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life. There's no football to talk about. I'm sad. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.